beautiful friend. Here I am again in your ears. I am Erica de Marestan. I'm here to invite you to meditate and spend time with your beautiful self here on RMR. So it's the beginning of my invitation. I invite you to close your beautiful eyes. You can keep them down like three quarters, just relax and find a place where you are sitting instead of lying, so you may fall asleep. You are here to exercise your bliss, you can sleep later. And you have better conduct of light when your spine is upright. So you're sitting in a comfortable place. Start, I invite you to take a deep, delicious breath, breathing in as much as you can take in. And breathing out as much as you can let go of. And as you breathe out, relax your shoulders, letting go of any tension you may carry in your body. Magic of your breath that brings in a gift of life with every in-breath and releases what no longer serves you with every out-breath. Relax your shoulders even a little more, letting them drop and stay away from the ears. The sole of your feet, imagine the sole of your feet being wide open to all the rising chi that rises from the earth. Imagine for a few breaths that you are inviting that chi to rise in your body even more, all holy. Fully, intensely, breathing in, sucking the light from the sole of your feet to the top of your head, and breathing out from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You have all the time in the world just to be, just to breathe. Bring your awareness to the palm of your hands, those wonderful hands that serve you constantly. This time imagine that you're breathing in from the palm of your hands into your heart and out of your heart into your hands. Breathing in all that life is here to give generously, abundantly. Breathing back, bowing to all that you give back to life, all the gifts that you are in many ways that you are. Through your heart and your many talents. Breathing in from the palm of the hands into your heart and breathing out from your heart into your hands. All the time in the world. Just to be, just to breathe. Hmm. I invite you to bring your awareness into your belly, your ocean of life. And completely relax your belly, let go of any holding. The tip of your tongue's on the roof of your mouth, you're gently smiling to every single cell in your body. Carrying this magnificent sunshine in your heart. Your heartbeams travel way past the boundaries of your flesh. So imagine that your heart is wide open in every way. Open to receive, open to give in equal measure. Sometimes we're better givers than receivers. We need to stretch our ability to be loved, to love, to let it in. The theme of today was about giving up comparing. It was an invitation to give up comparing. Comparing ourselves to how we should be, how we used to be, how we wish I'd be, wish we could be. Or comparing ourselves to others. There's only one of you in this all wide world, and you're just completely perfect, just the way you are. For many, it's not easy to swallow that you're perfect just as you are. Always try to improve ourselves. But stay with me on this one. Just feel how perfect is your breath. How perfect is your heartbeat. There's so much perfection in this moment. When you wake up to the miracle of you, every moment of the day. Relaxed, connected. realizing that place of floating in bliss. There's nothing you need to do, no way you need to go. And in this moment you have all the time in the world to feel how it feels to be under your skin, to purely be. I invite you to put a hand on your heart, a hand on your belly. You may wish to express gratitude towards this body of yours that is always there for you, regardless of any stories. Admiring the breath that comes in, the heartbeat that is there for you. That's always been there for you, even before you took your first breath. As if you can feel this gentle pulse. Nothing for you to do, nowhere for you to go. You have all the time in the world just to be, just to breathe. Feel the breath, the flow of existence. Gently caressing your skin from within. Sole of your feet is relaxed, the palm of your hands relaxed. Your belly is completely relaxed, your heart is wide open, you're connected to this moment. Tongues on the roof of your mouth, you're gently smiling to every cell in your body. Sipping in the air with utter reverence. It is rather sensational to be a human being, and all your senses being wide open to all that they can feel. Slowly, deeply, deliciously breathing. Just going with the ride of the life-giving breath. Deep in your belly. Now I invite you to put your hands on your head and for a moment connect to the light in your heart and imagine that you are blessing yourself with all the mighty power of your heart. Just feel how grateful for this person that is there under your hands, that person that is always there for you. I'm going to invite you to bless yourself many times a day, as often as you brush your teeth, and more. At least twice a day, morning and night. Just take a moment to connect with yourself. And it feels too weird to put your hands on your head. And you think sometimes I'm a bit strange. Maybe you do it already all the time. But if it's a new thing, I highly encourage you to just connect with that part of you that is able to love so unconditionally. And you may even think of someone that you would climb mountains for, someone you would die for. Really conjure that power of unconditional love that lies within you. And let it ripple through your arms, into your hands, and pour it back into your beautiful self. Up your love battery so you have even more love to give. Every day my meditations have a slightly different theme, but the one theme that is always running is about self-compassion, self-kindness, self. So you can be your dream friend always by your side. It's quick to forgive, quick to embrace everything. Now just rest your hands on your lap, the sole of your feet is relaxed. Let your shoulders sink in a little more. What do you do? Just read you some words from Jeff Foster again. This one is about how to be happy. And he says, don't try to be happy. You'll make yourself unhappy. You'll compare your present experience with the mind's second-hand version of happiness, and you'll go to war with any unhappiness in yourself, splitting yourself in two, and you'll feel far from happiness. True happiness is the absence of trying to be happy, trying to live up to some outdated second-hand image of happiness. It's an invitation to be whole, grounded, present, right where you are. Happiness is not a goal then, a destination, a final resting place. It is not a state, not even a positive feeling. It cannot be given, nor can it be taken away. It is a field, a great field, in which joy and sorrow, excitement and boredom, loneliness, doubt, and profound sense of connection, anger, fear, uncertainty, even despair are allowed to play, dance, grow, express, live, stay, rest and die in their own precious time. All thoughts are welcome, positive and negative. Sound, both pleasant and unpleasant, can come and go too. Happiness is vast. It's not small. It is a meditation of great space. It is the loving attention, slowness, rest. It is the breath moving in, moving out. It is the sense of being alive. It has no opposite, for it embraces all. It is your nature, not some far-off utopia. It is you, before you were named, before you learned to doubt yourself. Don't try to be happy then. Embrace your unhappiness. Let it leave. Offer it asylum and sanctuary. And you'll know the deepest happiness known as love. I love this guy, Jeff Foster. I hope that one day I invite him to my place on the heart to run a retreat. It's one of my dreams. Ah, my beautiful friend, I hope some of these words resonate with you. that you stop comparing anything to anything and embrace moment by moment. Slow down, be there for yourself. Listen to your breath, your heartbeat many times a day. And bless yourself with all the power of your heart when you see yourself in the mirror and give yourself a big smile for me. Thank you. Namaste. So much love. Now our time together has come to an end. I'll be back again tomorrow and I'll breathe with you if that is your wish. And of course for now you can keep your beautiful eyes closed and still rest with your beautiful self in your little bath of bliss. Or if you have things to do, you can open your eyes and slowly come back to the next moment. Thank you again for spending some of your precious time with me today. Lots of love. Wishing you all the very best in every way. Looking forward to breathe with you again. I'm looking forward to breathe with you again. If you have enjoyed your meditation, you can listen to it again at your leisure on the podcast page of the Radio Margaret River website. Namaste.